So last week we talked about how God turns your story into your ministry. Y'all remember that? Some of you do. God turns your story into your ministry. And we only looked at Moses last week, but we really could go through the entire scriptures and find so many moments where God was at work preparing someone through their story for a ministry that he was going to call them to later on. And I think there's nowhere more clear about how God sometimes works, even when we don't know it through our stories, than Psalm 78. I just want to read it for you again and just hear how God takes David's story and turns it into his ministry. He chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the nursing ewes, he brought him to shepherd Jacob, his people, Israel, his inheritance. With upright heart, he shepherded them and guided them with his skillful hand. God takes David from the sheepfolds, the fields, to the throne room. And the psalmist connects these things. He says there is a correlation between what David did in the fields and what he was called to do as king of Israel. David acknowledges this in 1 Samuel 17. You are probably familiar with the story of David and Goliath, yeah? So there's this great Philistine, giant, huge man, Goliath, and he is challenging any soldier from the Israelites to come and fight him, and no one will. But then David, this young man, comes and says, "I'll do it." And the king Saul says, whoa, I don't know if you really want to do this. What makes you think you can beat this giant of a man? And this is what David says to Saul. "Your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And whenever a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went after it and struck it down, rescuing the lamb from its mouth." David said, "The Lord who saved me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will save me from the hand of this Philistine." So Saul said to David, "Go and may the Lord be with you." So when we talk about God preparing us in our stories for ministry, we're not just talking about things we did. We're talking about all of the ways that God has been at work in our lives, whether consciously or unconsciously, to bring us to this point, to this moment, where God is saying, "Okay, now use this to bless other people." With the sheep, David learned to watch out for them, to protect them, to provide for them, to gather them. Without David knowing, God was preparing him to be king. There are lots of examples. We looked at Joseph even a couple weeks ago, and we noticed that even in the most horrible moments of Joseph's story, still in some way, God was using those moments to bring him to a place where he could bless people. At the end of Genesis, at the end of Joseph's life, he says to his brothers who tried to kill him, "Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good in order to preserve a numerous people as he is doing today." What a great statement about how God turned his story into his ministry. Paul, listen to this: these words from 1 Timothy 1:15. He says, "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost." God showed this radical grace to Paul, who had been persecuting the church. And it's that message, that experience of radical grace and forgiveness and mercy that God turns into Paul's ministry, becomes the theme of his message, that God, through Jesus Christ, forgives and can forgive and redeem and call anyone and everyone. So, how has God been preparing you for ministry? How has God been working in your life that now he wants to turn into something to bless others? And I just want to, before I finish up this short reflection, give you four places to look as you look at your story in a few minutes. First place to look are doors that keep being opened to you. What are some doors, some opportunities that keep coming up in your life? Maybe you've gotten to travel abroad or even do ministry abroad. Maybe that, for some people, that is just a door that keeps opening for them and becomes kind of a word from God to that this is what you're called to do, to serve people from other places or go other places to serve people. Second place to look are lessons that you keep learning. I don't know about you, but I don't just sometimes have to learn a lesson once. Keeps coming back over and over and over again in my life. God keeps teaching me this lesson. And that's, I think, a place to look where God might be using that lesson that he's teaching you to bless and serve other people. Third, times when you have experienced God most clearly. Can you think of it? We just talked, shared some times where we experience God really clearly in our lives. Sometimes that is what God uses in our lives. One of the reasons I'm so passionate about small groups and getting together in small communities of people to talk about God's word and share life together is because that is what God used in my life. A time when I experienced God most clearly was with a small group of people who were just opening up the scriptures together. So at fourth and finally, and maybe even most poignantly, painful experiences and trials that you faced. Painful experiences and trials that you faced. Last week, I just briefly mentioned the story of Johnny Erickson Tada, who became, as a teenager, a quadriplegic, and how it was that experience that turned into her ministry, as she now has a ministry to serve people with disabilities all over the country. That painful experience became her ministry. Why? Because that's sometimes where God shows up most clearly. This goes with the previous one, right? Another example of this would be AA. Alcoholics Anonymous knows that the people who are oftentimes best equipped and have that just that rapport and that opportunity to bless other people who are struggling with alcoholism are the people who are struggling and have gone through it themselves and are still going through it. It's that painful experience, that trial or that temptation that sometimes prepares us to meet someone else right where they are with the gospel. So those are four places to look. And so I encourage you to take this time today and throughout this week to listen to your story, to see God's fingerprints, even and especially in the hard and difficult moments of your life. And see what God has been preparing you for in this moment, in this stage of your life. Amen?